I don't know anybody that hard work. And I want our football team to have that mentality.
Strong work ethic and you're mentally tough, then you're going to get the job done. Have the opportunity to wear the purple and gold.
This is here is just to show that I'll compete at a high level, lead this team.
It is the hardest time of the year in football. The time when every little detail is examined and gut-wrenching decisions need to be made. Decisions that impact a team's roster and can alter a player's career. As the calendar shifts to the end of August, it brings with it cutdown time all across the NFL. A tough time of year for the players, coaches, and the front office.
Well, everybody knows what comes up at the end of August, that it's the final cuts and things like that. But for me, it's focusing on each day, taking it one day at a time, controlling the things that I can control, being the best that I can be. That way, at the end of August, no matter what happens, I don't have any regrets.
Try not to worry about, the business of the game. You know, a lot of guys aren't going to be here. A lot of guys will be. Just focus on, the task at hand. Take it one day at a time. Really one play at a time, one day at a time, one week at a time. And everything else should unfold.
For some players, this time of year comes and goes without any worries about job security. For others, it has become normal to sweat out the final days of the month and think about the roster bubble.
Every position, there's a battle for a roster spot. You know, the last 2 years, I've been battling for that one job. And once you get the opportunity, you have to take advantage of it, which is kind of what's presenting itself to me now, and I was fortunate to have a good player to learn under and become a better fullback.
The thing I can say from experience is, try not to think about it and just treat it like, you're here and play like you're here. Whatever happens, you can't do nothing about it. Just gotta go out there and control what you can control, and that's your attitude, effort, and what you do for the games.
It helps to have gone through it before and have a little bit of experience. And I've experienced both sides of it. But either way, you're in the same position as other guys who haven't. And so I do the best that I can. I don't focus too far ahead. I focus on the task at hand.
No decision is made without plenty of thought and study by the front office and coaches. From the off-season workouts to training camp to the preseason games, General Manager Rick Spielman and his staff use every possible moment to break down their roster and finalize these hard decisions.
We started that from day one when they reported in for our off-season program. And we meet weekly with the coaching staff, discuss each player, how they're progressing on the field, how they're progressing in the weight room, how they're progressing in the meetings. And we start to formulate a little bit what potentially our 53-man roster could look like, and also the potential practice squad candidates that we'll keep.
The turning of the calendar from August to September signals an exciting time in the football world. But each team needs to make the tough decisions and cut down from 90 players to their 53-man active roster. No choice is taken lightly, as each decision is life-changing and could be the difference between a win and a loss this fall.
I would love to still be here. I don't like moving. But, if God has me going down a different path, then, so be it. I'll do it with a smile on my face.
Just let everything play out. You've done your best on the football field, and let your play talk for itself. They make a decision to cut you or not, be ready for it. They don't have to play ball.
It's very difficult because you spend all year bringing in 90 players to compete for your roster. You've seen all these kids, and they were great kids, how they competed through the OTAs, through the mini camps, been with us through training camp, and then you just have to sit down there and make some very difficult decisions to get your best 53 players. And we met with the coaches, we met with the scouts, had numerous meetings to come up with a consensus on what we felt would be the best 53 going forward.
Coming up, Learn how Hurricane Katrina still has a big impact 10 years later for a Vikings wide receiver. And up next, hear from two veterans who are expecting big things in 2015. That's next on Vikings Beyond the Gridiron.